listening to the Travel Writers Show on J-Air 87.8 FM.
So you like a bit of gin?
I love gin. A gin and tonic, but I don't actually like ice in it, to be quite honest.
Don't you?
No, no.
Why?
I just think it takes away from the flavour. I like the full-blown gin. Yeah. But gin seems to be becoming so popular.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, there's so many distillers now that are actually making gin.
Yep. I've got a couple of interviews up my sleeve that I haven't aired yet, and they're both people in... One is up in Cairns, or out of Cairns, and the other one I saw in Perth recently, and they're all using these native botanicals to, you know, as their point of difference.
Yeah.
And the one in Perth was interesting, in the Swan Valley, actually, because he gave me different gins to try, but with some of them, he was using also special flavoured waters that go with them. I'd say tonic water. I don't know if they technically are tonic waters. But, yeah, and he'd worked out that, you know, this particular gin, peppery gin or whatever it was, worked well with grapefruit flavoured water. I'm not thoroughly convinced about that, but the stuff that was straight up,
yeah,
I enjoyed.
They have to have juniper berries, don't they, to make it?
By definition, that's the major ingredient, the taste ingredient. But they seem to be putting all sorts of things in now. And, you know, I guess gins become popular because unlike things like wine that need to be aged or, you know, that takes some production time and you have to wait before you can sell it, I think you can pretty much produce gin and bottle it and flog it straight away.
Yes, that's right. And it is, in summer, it's a great drink. It really is.
It is a great drink.
It's a nice pre-dinner drink too.
Did you learn to drink as a child in the UK? Or?
Just about. You guessed that, didn't you?
I think my first alcoholic drink might have been a UDL gin and tonic at the drive-in with some mates, you know. So I've got a lot of gin at home because I used to bring a bottle back from my various trips overseas and I'd try and find different ones. I just don't drink as much now.
You know?
And so it's accumulating. I'll have to start handing it
you
out.
You can can me a few bottles,
hand
please.
Hand a few bottles to you?
Yeah, I'll drink it.
You might clink as you walk
out. Yeah, that's right.
We've actually come to the end of our first hour.
Right.
But we'd like you to hang around for the next hour because we're going to take you on a journey with us. We're going to India. We're going to France. We're going to Tennessee.
Oh, we're so cosmopolitan, aren't we?
Get on the carpet. We're about to take off like Alibaba. He had the 40 thieves. Whoever had the carpet, we were with him. All right. And we've got all the news you can use here at Travel Writers Radio after 6 o'clock.